Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Look at you. You're a tank right now.
I am.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You're crushing that tall boy right now.
That's what I do.
Tastes like water, doesn't it?
It does.
And James Strebel.
Tastes like water. Just down them like Tyler Mountain water.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Yeah, wait a minute. I have a caveat.
No, there's no caveat. Hey, who are you, Blankenbaker? Oh, Louisville's going to beat Kentucky. You want to bet? How many points you give me?
Give me the Bengalis.
All right, I'll take Pittsburgh.
Presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. Cox'sLouisville.com. They're delivering right now. They're delivering.
Yeah, they will.
Beer?
Yeah, absolutely.
You want some beer?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
Beer. Call Cox's. Call Evergreen.
You'll
show up at your house.
There you go.
With alcohol. Boom. Don't have to leave.
It's what you do.
It's such a good service. Take advantage of that tomorrow.
All the premium cigars, beer, wine, spirits, they got you covered tonight. Also, this weekend, the game's coming up. Evergreen Liquors, they got that great craft beer selection. We were out there a couple weeks ago, and it was a great time, as always. Okay, so I want to get our final thoughts here in the next 20 minutes before we have the mixtape at the bottom of the hour here on the program. I want to get you guys' final thoughts here, including Jack. I know you want to give that pukey analysis on what's going to happen between Kentucky and South Carolina, Louisville, Florida State. I will allow 30 seconds for Indiana Western Kentucky conversation.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
That's 30 more seconds than I was expecting.
You're damn right. And 30 more seconds than anyone deserves at this point. But we can do that. But we have two or three more Issel clips, and they're going to be in the mixtape, but we should have played these earlier, but it's been a crazy show. It's been a fast-moving show today. So Jack, what do we have here?
We have a lot, because we have him clowning on Lamar again, well, calling Lamar a clown. There's two of those. He brought up the date with me that still
hasn't happened.
Yeah, that still hasn't happened. Yeah. He brought that up today. And then the shot at Blank that you just heard on the open.
He's been great.
He might have won the mixtape, man. He really might have won it this week.
I mean, that's over you. You had like 19. You said 19 different ridiculous things.
Yeah, Issel's taking the victory lap this week.
It's either you or Issel. It's one of the two.
It's a two horse
race.
I'll bend the knee to Dan Issel.
There you go.
He's been fantastic all week. I mean, Jim Brown, Sam Huff.
Of course he'll bend the knee.
Oh yeah.
Of course he'll bend the knee to Dan Issel.
Yeah, of course.
He called us morons.
That's fine.
Well, give me the Lamar sound. I think that's what I want to hear.
Yes.
Just because, I mean, it's musty. I don't know what to do.
There's nothing worse than the cartwheel.
Yeah,
did you read that he hurt himself
doing the cartwheel?
Yeah.
I know. I didn't
hurt
read
his,
that.
Hurt his hip. Hurt his hip doing because he didn't exactly stick the landing and hurt his hip. Now, it's not going to keep him from playing this week, but never mind. I said enough about that. If I want to see clowns, I'll go to the circus.
Oh, my gosh. He just ethered it, man.
What I'm going to be working on is my cartwheel into the end zone. That's what I'd like to show.
into the shop.
That's what I'd like to show people.
By the way, did you see the early reports yesterday that have been now defunct said that Lamar Jackson did not practice because he had a hip injury because of said?
Yeah. Okay. We said that earlier.
You've been sleeping?
You went to look at for the cups for us.
Oh, okay.
But we said that he hurt his – he didn't stick the landing.
Yeah.
And all so, I wanted was that to be true for you, because I knew you would have taken your victory lap, and it would have been great.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, let's talk some college football.
I wonder if he's ever gotten out of a little Volkswagen with 20 other clowns.
Lamar Jackson. Jesus
Christ. Pack the Volkswagen, man. Pack the Volkswagen. All right.
Pratt tried not to get hit by shrapnel. Pratt knows the shrapnel, but Issel doesn't give a bleed.
He doesn't care, man.
Issel doesn't care about the shrapnel.
God. Hey, Pratt, let's move on to some college football.
Issel had to get one more in.
Issel with a Volkswagen.
I'm addicted to that sound. I gotta be honest. It is addicting.
And then Pratt goes, he looks to Bobby and says, "Have you been sleeping?"
Three, is that right, Bobby?
That is correct.
Oh man,
oh, Bobby.
Bobby.
Three,
Bobby.
Is that right, Bobby?
That is correct.
I loved everything about goodness. All of that.
It's just unbelievable.
I mean, he just kept going. He just did not care.
I can't get
him. Oh, I love my Bengals.
What's Jack doing
What was that?
Stupid Friday.
He had a moan.
Oh, goodness.
Bengals.
Oh, I love my Bengals.
Listen. This show needs to have this conversation.
Yeah.
Okay? It's going to kill Strebel, but it's true. Those comments by Dan Issel could go viral.
I know.
It's Dan Issel.
I know.
It's Dan Issel.
I know.
It's not just like if me or Strebel roasted somebody, and let's say it's Lamar is divisive.
He's very divisive.
And it's Dan Issel.
I mean, there's. I don't.
Have you not thought about it? I've been thinking about for 3 days.
It was in my head because I.
3 days is all I've been thinking about.
There was some stuff that happened on Twitter Sunday. I'm not going to say what it was.
Well, you. Oh, I mean, come on. To Sunday. I mean, you were.
Sunday night.
I mean, Sunday. Well, you weren't there for round of shots. You were busy. How could you be on Twitter?
No, I'm saying because I got.
How could you be on Twitter?
I got sent some tweets.
Okay.
And I think about one of the tweets I was sent. In regards to Lamar Jackson, you know what I'm talking about.
I actually have no idea.
I don't want to bring
Kevin Keatsman.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Our audience doesn't know who that is.
No, they don't. But the Kevin
Keatsman. He's a disgraced radio host.
The Kevin Keatsman tweets about Lamar Jackson and the blowback that that received. And now
Mark Kent has called somebody racist.
He did.
Yeah,
that's why I'm alluding to you. Why are you dancing right now? I'm tiptoeing around it.
Yeah, why?
It's because it's just one of those things where I'm just like, I don't know how far to go with this. And then I hear Issel talking about the Volkswagen and all this stuff. I'm like,
I mean, it would be
right.
Haymakers.
It would be haymakers.
It's
all
right. Completely...
And he doesn't care.
No.
He doesn't give a bleep. He's like, whatever. I'm Dan Issel. I'll say what I want. And it's great.
Texas says, process being paired with the Luminaries is a match made in heaven.
It's magical.
It really is magical. It's odd.
I didn't expect it to be as good as it is. I really didn't, but it's fantastic. He goes from Diener to Islam Pratt. It's great, man. Why do you want to leave, process, when you've got that?
Texas says, the Emily bit has run its course. I mean, gosh, she's called in once in the last year. What did we talk? 8, 9
it's
months?
It's not like this is happening every other
week. What are we
talking
about? You act like it's every Friday.
It's not.
What are you doing
right
now?
When was the last time
you're
she called?
You're huffing and puffing
right now.
Well,
because I'm trying to think the last time she called in.
It was a couple months ago.
And it's not like we're hitting people over the head with this. So slow down.
Oh, my goodness. Even bringing her up gets you flustered.
It's just the reaction that it evokes from people. That's all it is. It gets me nervous. It does.
We haven't noticed.
Yeah.
Does it get
just
you nervous?
It's the thought of it.
I had no idea that got you nervous.
It did, yes.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Okay.
Jack, give me your picks. Give me your picks right now. Give me
your
picks.
I think all three teams win fairly easily. I mean,
the kiss of death.
Yeah. I know it's absolutely the kiss of death, but
the smooch of Satan.
Florida State sucks. South Carolina sucks. They do. They're better Western than these teams. Suck. Western's ugh.
Indiana sucks.
Indiana sucks. No, that's the
no
thing.
Sucks. Indiana sucks, yeah. Jack.
You down in the Seminoles,
yeah, don't,
and the Gamecocks.
Don't disrespect like, Western yeah. Kentucky. Your quarterback
Man,
sucks.
He's just like throwing Western, like Western Kentucky's just got nothing for
Has
for
anyone
Penix.
Called Penix penis yet? I know that happened a couple times last year with some
couple
guys.
Times
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. I got to be honest. I haven't seen it. Michael. No, remember it was.
I remember
it was Greg DePoro.
No, it was
What's
a Pete DePrimo.
Pete DePrimo. Yeah. Okay, DePrimo. I was close. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a magical day in the East Lansing press box in 2019.
He erased it, but I got it, man.
Oh no,
I remember. Yep. I was settled down watching college football. Had like three games on. Had Twitter.
Had
was
your
watching
drinks?
Every. Yo, had the,
oh, yeah.
Had the IPAs.
Yeah.
Watching everyone being an assassin
yeah.
over the weekend, and Pete DePrimo put. Put Michael Penis throws an 8-yard out or whatever, and I snapshotted that beast immediately. He
as
erased
as
it.
You're supposed to do.
He erased yep. it.
It's not gone from
was,
your phone, though.
Oh, it's on my phone.
Yeah.
But it's on mine as well.
Yeah, there
oh,
you go.
Jack's got it,
if
too.
If I went back
Whoa.
Over thousands and thousands of what you know photos,
yeah.
It would be good. By the way, Jason Entz is doing more. Entz,
what's he doing now?
He's sending more photos. Entz is – I believe Entz –
is as happy as ever been.
No, I believe Jason Entz is subscribing to OnlyFans. That's what I believe.
Oh, and he's using the thing
yeah,
like...
Just a little...
Like, this little backside touch. You know, it's two friends hanging out. It's yeah, Kiki
having a good, having
and
a good,
Jessica just
having a good time.
Sitting on a bed.
That, yeah.
Hanging out.
They're just hanging out.
Just being buddies.
It's just a morning.
Yeah.
It's just a Tuesday good, morning.
The morning pet. The morning pet. Oh, it's like Dorothy from. Oh gosh, it's almost like Halloween time, Andy. Yeah, it's a great time of year. It's a costume. It's you're. He's like, I just stumbled across these OnlyFan pictures.
Entz is subscribing.
He stumbles across
he's
them.
Subscribing.
He is subscribing. Absolutely.
Right.
You don't have to subscribe anymore, Jason.
He's doing all this Russian hacker stuff. He's able to guess their passwords.
He's hacking.
Jack, just talk on the air. I have no idea.
I'm saying
Westwood
updated 15 seconds.
I'll do it.
Updated.
Yes.
Oh yes,
the Rick Pitino special.
We got to get the Ryder Cup update via Westwood One.
10
What's
seconds,
that?
Eight,
I said 15 seconds,
seven,
and it's the Rick Pitino
six,
special.
Five.
Just an old
four,
joke.
It is, but I had
three,
to say
an old joke
two,
by a coach that we love.
One.
We do love.
All right, go ahead.
And it didn't hit.
No!
is it 5:16?
It is 5:16.
No, it's 5:15.
It's 5:15.
All right, so now it's in 45 seconds.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. Jack. Buddy.
I blame my eyes on that one.
I thought you had them fixed.
Don't blame your eye surgery.
Yeah, you had
that
them
is
fixed.
That is a mean thing.
Yeah.
And says, I'm not a subscriber. I have been keeping an eye out
seconds.
For leak. For a leak for content. Oh, yeah, for
oh,
content.
Oh, yeah, a leak. Yeah. Keep his eye out
you
for
can,
content.
Yeah. Entz has been,
yeah.
Right.
How magnanimous of you, Jason,
right.
to do that. Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's I give Playboy
15.
For the article.
That's exactly what that is.
That's the modern
yes.
day. I'm only trying to get OnlyFans 10. For you, Sweeney, so you can show him to Striple
yeah.
and he can blabber on the radio.
Right. I only
that's
had the Carpentra calendar
four,
to see what day
yeah,
it was.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Two.
Ryder Cup update, unless the time's wrong.
Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the 43rd Ryder Cup, sponsored by Indeed. Smart hiring made simple. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Erica Herskowitz. The U.S. is on top of Europe 3-1 after taking three of four matches in foursomes this morning. Four ball in full swing right now, and the Americans are leading two matches of this session. The Europeans are on top in one, and one match is tied. Team USA ahead in the first group, where Dustin Johnson and Xander Schauffele are three up through 13 on Paul Casey and Bernd Wiesberger. In the second match, Bryson DeChambeau and Scottie Scheffler are tied with John Rahm and Tyrell Hatton through 13. Tony Finau and Harris English are three up through 11 against Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry in match three. And the Europeans are ahead in match four. Tommy Fleetwood and Victor Hovland are two up through 10 on Justin Thomas and Patrick Cantlay. The United States is trying to win the first two sessions of the Ryder Cup for the first time since 2010. Europe won that week. Erica Herskowitz, Westwood One Sports.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emory's exterminator business buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse. That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL fans, nothing compares to being there live.
Now the crowd is alive.
And Ticketmaster is your official gateway to seats all season. With Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the NFL, your seats are secure and 100% guaranteed. If a last-minute snafu keeps you sidelined, you can sell your tickets with Ticketmaster in just a few taps.
Oh, I love football!
Buy or sell your seats this season at Ticketmaster.com/NFL.
Are we back?
Yes, there we go.
There we go.
There you go, little Ryder Cup update. So 3-1. I'm engrossed in this, man.
You are believe in, it. You are into this.
Yeah,
I've
I'm
never
into
seen
this.
You into golf. There's Bryson DeChambeau.
There you go.
Mitch's favorite golfer.
You
by the way,
believe
why
it.
Is Mitch? Why is Mitch having a horrible day? What happened?
Oh, he's
with him?
Having a little bit of a rough day because I mean he's having to work extra hard.
For what?
Cardinals are going to make the postseason.
Oh yeah,
for that one road game in L.A.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Well, there you go.
Jack's sounding
wow,
salty.
Wow, look at that.
Very
who's
salty.
Winning right now, your Cubs
yeah,
or the Cardinals?
No, of course St. Louis won. They won 8-5 in game one of a doubleheader.
There you go.
So, well, that's a good thing for Mitch. He loves his Cardinals. He would rather work at his Cardinals.
They've
win.
Won how many games in a row? It's over 10, right?
13 now.
13. I think he said if they won 20 in a row, the Mitch curse has to be over.
That's what he said. Yes, he said.
But I'm like, the Mitch curse is more about your gambling.
Yeah.
But understandable. It's a little bit about how he got to U of L and immediately, you know, U of L got in trouble. Yeah.
You know, appeared over
the program, if you will.
He also said that he'd get a Cardinals tattoo on his rear. If they won the World Series.
How about that?
So I don't want to root for the Cardinals, but I might kind of have to.
I don't think he's going to do that anyway, but
he's
we shall
full of
see.
It. I don't think he's going to do it
I
either.
Think he is as well.
Yeah.
All right, let's go, Jack. What do you think happens, or who wants to does anyone have
any
strong thoughts?
I'm already on
thoughts?
The board, yeah. I think,
yeah, does anyone have any strong thoughts? What are we doing here?
Kentucky both won easily. I think the teams they're playing are crap. And I think that Louisville, Kentucky aren't complete crap. So they should win easily, right? I mean, I don't really care too much that it's on the road for either one, especially Florida State, where it's like, come on. I
yeah,
mean,
but one of
so
these
good.
One of these games
one of
isn't
them's
going,
going
to
be,
work out
yeah,
like
yeah, one of them's going to be close, but other. I don't know which one it's going
one
to be.
One of these
so
is
going, going to
be
they're going to be easy.
Like 33-31.
Yeah.
Like one of these games, and I just can't tell which one. I would say the majority... I would say Louisville probably would be the one in my mind.
That might be closer than you expect.
Yeah, just because.
The spread.
I mean, just because they very well could have lost on Friday.
Yeah.
And if they lose in the manner that they very well could have lost on Friday, we know what the conversation would be like this weekend. I even think Florida State would be favored in the game potentially.
Yeah.
Like that's something that's not crazy. Or maybe it's the same. I guess I would say. But, man, I tell you what.
I just think Florida State's so done, man.
I think about Florida State than anything else.
Yeah, I think there's a better chance that UK South Carolina is close just because South Carolina, I think, has an actual pulse as a team.
I feel like they're going
to try to win the game, and I don't think Florida State is.
Yeah, they're 2-1 instead of 0-3 like Florida State. I mean, that they view Kentucky like if we beat Kentucky, we might make a bowl.
They view Kentucky like Kentucky viewed Missouri.
Yeah,
sure.
But Kentucky yeah. also has been – Kentucky people have been amping this game a little bit, which it's not a take I've had this week.
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on.
Trying to hedge the bet a little bit. Like, well, you know.
Sandstorm.
It's not a big game.
South Carolina,
When people say it's a big game, it's not a big game.
It's not for Kentucky. It's a game you go and win.
It shouldn't be for Kentucky.
No, it's a game you go and you
it
win
It should not be for Kentucky, but, you know.
Yeah. No, you're right. There have been some people that are, you know, using the trap game phrase – they're using like, well, this could be a sneaky game or whatever. Like, no, it's not sneaky. You got exposed last weekend. You fix that. You go on the road. You bust them. You get out. That's what should happen. Kentucky wins 34-20. I think Louisville wins 27-17.
Wow, how about that?
27-17. They
so
win by 10.
So we're all just going to sit here and cast bag and,
no, I think
and
Indiana
the win.
Loses.
Okay, good. I'll roll with you with
think,
Indiana
yeah,
losing.
I think WKU upsets them in Nashville.
I think I'm rooting against Tom Allen now. Yeah, I don't like
Sheeble,
that.
Sheeble, you want a $10 bet on the Indiana Western game money line?
$10.
Yeah, okay, Jack, $10.
Right. Done. $10. There it is.
I'll get you $10. I will Venmo you $10 if...
How much you got in that Venmo, by the way? You keep a couple thousand in there?
No.
Is that where your getaway money is?
No, just linked. No, I don't have any. I don't have anything in there.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't have anything in
there. $2,000?
Nothing special. So I will, Jack, I'll pay you $10. But I think Indiana loses to Western Kentucky. They're frauds. Absolutely. I mean, they had their chance to make a statement against Cincinnati. They peed down their leg.
And they didn't do it.
They peed down their leg, and they're done. They're absolutely done. Penix is banged up. It's over.
Penix is banged up. And here's the thing with that. He's not wrong, but here's the beauty of that, Jack.
I just don't think Western Kentucky's any good. They don't have a defense.
Hang
Their offense, congratulations.
No one wants
the guy threw 7 TDs
Western
against whatever bum they played week one.
He's addicted. Yeah. He's addicted.
And he's very sensitive about Indiana.
He is basically Issel with Lamar Jackson.
He is.
He had to get that take out. No, Strebel had – here's the thing, Jack. Strebel didn't have another take.
No.
All he had was Penix is banged up.
Yep.
He didn't have a second take.
He's gonna turn it over.
If you ask, yes, maybe Penix turns it over too much. I can't trust Penix.
Right. Like that's
he
my
only
take.
He only had Penix variations.
Yeah.
That's all that he had there. He didn't have any actual analysis because he doesn't know.
No.
Nor should he at this
point. Their offensive line's bad. Yeah. They don't have a running game.
There you go.
Run on
there's
Western
a lot. Kentucky. There's a lot. There's
they're
a lot.
Overrated.
Overrated.
Maybe now they're appropriately rated. They're Indiana football.
Lee Cunningham's a better quarterback than Penix.
There's no doubt. There's
no
doubt
in my mind.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
I'm with you.
Mind.
I'm with you. But before the season, Jack thought the opposite.
Well, now, that's fine. The data's changed.
It's changed.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's not even close.
Yeah.
It's not even worth having a discussion about, quite frankly.
No, it's not.
It'd be silly to make that like a radio topic and talk about it for, 2 hours one day. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's such a foregone conclusion. How could one ever think that Michael Penix would ever be in the same realm as Malik Cunningham?
Malik Cunningham was a warrior last weekend.
Don't you know football?
He plays hurt. If he's a little banked up, he's going out there.
One guy does and one guy doesn't.
Exactly.
Yeah, one guy's thrown for 500 yards against Ohio State. The other one hasn't. I mean,
the one game against
man,
Ohio
that magical
State.
Game that you lost.
He threw for 400 against Michigan.
Did you win that game?
The
did
magical
win?
Game. Oh,
took
the,
that L.
The magical Ohio State
I
game.
Mean,
I mean, they'll be talking about this game forever.
It's like the watch shot. It's the football
Last
watch
season
shot.
Didn't count.
No, the football watch shot is him having the 2-point conversion against Penn State. That's the football watch
shot.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
But they don't
James
celebrate
James Franklin
as much.
Just ditched that year.
Did
Will Levis, who could throw it 900 yards, and I'm running read option. Let's take a break. Oh, he did.
Oh,
goodness. Quick break. Mixtape. It's coming up next here on The Take. It's a Friday. Football Friday on ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, Big Rig, you're going to battle this season with Mintz and a guy named Ty Ty.
And James Strebel.
Yeah, you're going to battle with West Marshall. You're going to battle with Western Carolina, JUCOs, and a dude from Miami that... I can't get into why he left, but that left for Miami.
You can't get into why he left.
Because I don't think it's made public why he left Miami.
Oh.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so Team USA leads the Europeans 3-1 right now overall. That's from the morning. And Team USA right now leads in two current matches. The Europeans lead in one, and there's a tie in one. So there's your Ryder Cup update.
There we go.
On the take on ESPN 680-105.7. Reminder, tonight, coming up 7 o'clock after Inside Churchill Downs, a little Reds. Yes, we have to play out a few games. The Reds are on the radio, and so we will have them on that. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife post-game show about 10 o'clock or so with Strebel and Entz right here on ESPN 680-105.7, Kentucky and South Carolina. All the pre- and post-game coverage, Miller Lite pre- and post. On the Louisville side, Patty Ice, Taylor Lynch, they got you covered live from Khalil's, the belly of the beast. They'll have you ready there with the Cards and the Seminoles. And then we're loaded this weekend. Colts, Titans, Ravens, Lions, Packers, Niners. Got a little Loose City coming up on Saturday, 7:45. Ryder Cup tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. So we are absolutely loaded this weekend.
Big weekend.
As some do less, we do more. Well, let's go. Jack, how do you feel? You kind of think Strebel and Dan Issel are kind of the winners this weekend, which is a great thing to say, to use those two in the same sentence.
I love that.
You have
it
to.
Really
love
is.
That.
It really is.
That makes me happy.
It should make you happy. Mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com. Guys, you don't have to live with ED or PD. Have them help you today. Check out the website, hightowermens.com, to find out more about their FDA-approved pulse wave therapy. Well, let's jump into it. Let's hit the open. Let's go.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape. Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies.
All right, there he is.
This is Crean's mixtape.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. The first sound. Let's fire the baby up. Let's go.
Louisville held on to the ball. And they beat UCF. And the single most obnoxious fan base on the internet now has to fly Allegiant back to Orlando in a loss.
Oh, wow. Louisville fans don't like Central Florida, and I'm here for it. I don't care, but I'm here for it. Keep them coming.
Let's do a little addition, shall we?
Let's
start with Bobby 1.0. Add a little Lamar Jackson. Add a half-price beer. And add a little Charlie Strong defense. That summarizes Friday night to me.
This is a great day to be a Card.
Yes. Because this was an awesome product this weekend.
It was.
Your culture.
It's yeah.
This was a win for Cardinal culture.
Yeah, man, that's a great point.
Had the fake punt that was so obvious, Tim Sullivan called it in the press box.
Wow.
See,
wow.
Scott, this is what I'm talking about.
I did not
dude.
Hear that.
This is what we all
that.
Wanted to see the whole time, man. The play calling. Great. Malik looked awesome.
On the drive this afternoon when we were over at the Alley, and I'm sure that they are, the alcohol is flowing to the horror of Mitch Barnhart over there at the Alley right now.
The horror.
The horror.
That's a tough word to say, Ennis. Oh, he's taking shots at Mitch
he
Barnhart.
Is.
Keep him coming.
Good.
I'm not a huge tailgater and stuff, but that was one of the first times I was like, I'm not leaving. I mean, me and my son just walked around. We went over to the Alley. We just walked around. Just was like, and then went home, and I was like, I can't go to sleep.
Didn't just beat Alabama, so we don't have to overdo it. But, you know, I don't care about any of that tonight. We don't have to underdo it either. For as often, look, right now they're playing fancy like down below, and I'm not even surly about it. I'm not even upset. That's how good of a mood I'm in.
Me and him were having a conversation, and he was very much with me on, like, hey, man, if this goes bad, call Brom. You know what I mean? Like, because that's where I was at. Listen, I still think he's a perfect fit here, but. Listen,
don't be ashamed.
We're happy. Me and you, Satterfield, look, we're happy. We're together. That's perfect.
Wow,
they were
back.
All the best. They were all the best. I love all my kids the best today.
I am not comparing greatness upon greatness.
Great.
This is the weekend of the Cardinals. This is the weekend of the Cardinals.
I knew it. I knew it all along. No, I didn't really know what I thought we was going to get whooped. But I'm telling you right now, this is the best feeling ever. I mean, I feel like everything's turned around. This all we needed was one good win.
the ship is righted. All the bad stuff I said has now been forgiven. I'm ready. Let's go. Bring on Florida State. Bring on Wake Forest. Bring on everybody else. I'm so happy right now.
Hey, Phil, I guess this is how we're doing this. So, it's about 10 a.m. I'm in the parking lot of the hockey game. Oh, I feel good. I can't believe Louisville won tonight. That was an absolutely incredible ending. I got home from that at like midnight, woke up at like 4:30, drove up here, and I've been having a good time. I've been told to stop taking shots, so I guess I should probably stop doing that now. But yeah, we're having fun. Just getting ready for Indiana and Cincy. I'm sure we will talk later in the day, and that this will get replayed on SMH. But it's gonna be a fun one. Having a blast, man.
3 hours later.
Oh, okay. Hey, Phil. Jack, I'm. Yes, it's Phil. That's the guy I'm leaving the message to. Oh, wow, that's the idea. Oh, anyway, so Indiana did Indiana football things. That's what happened today. It was pretty damn typical. That's the only way to describe it. And everyone's staring at me. This is awkward. But anyways, went to Roy's, had a bunch of drinks. Now I'm at another bar, having fun. It's going great. I told myself I wouldn't let IU football ruin my day, and I'm not. So I'm having a great time. Talk to you guys soon. Have a good one. Have a good show, guys.
Wow.
I haven't heard any of that. That's
a
great.
Drunk Jack Grossman.
How about that?
A plastered Jack Grossman.
Taking shots.
A wasted Jack Grossman. He was so happy.
It was a fun day.
Wait till you drink as you get older, and it's just a way to cope with the sadness, Jack. I hope that never happens to you, but it's going to. Stribble, you're drinking 100 beers tonight. Yeah, I'm looking at you right now. You're drinking 100.
I had that gleam in my eye.
You have the look. I've seen this look.
Yeah, it's going to be.
I have seen this look.
It's going to be a party night, man.
You look perfect.
I'm
you look
ready.
Like an angel.
I'm
honestly.
Ready.
You look
Thank
like
you.
An angel.
The light's coming in on
By the
me,
way, man. Here's Perrin Johnson. Matty Bangs tweeted out a picture of Perrin. He's wearing plaid.
Oh, he's giving the devil
He looks like
sign.
An undercover cop.
He kind of does.
Look at Crean. Look at Crean. Crean's coming. He likes that. He likes that.
Oh.
You know, we never followed up. We've got a $100 gift certificate. Yeah. We got to get Kevin. Yeah. With Kevin Granger at one of his restaurants. We never followed up on that. We need to get
I know. We'll have to do that.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, you got to shave. We can't. And
oh, yeah, I'll shave for that.
And,
yeah.
and I don't,
I've been a little lazy with the beard lately.
Sherry and I were at Churchill Downs last night, and we
He's
saw a
Churchill.
Couple walking
Damn
by
right
with lilies, and your name came
there
up.
There we go.
I love him. I love him.
Awesome program. Danny Busman Kelly's doing a great job. And,
Shout out to U of L women's volleyball.
So between
volleyball.
That, yeah, and well, that, Louisville that. Live, and I think every single sports team went undefeated this weekend.
I know. You know what what's funny about that is? It's an inside joke that I know that's saved on the computer. Biscuit praises U of L volleyball. I just know it in my heart, and that's what makes it funny.
Yes.
Keep them coming.
The Cincinnati
Four
Reds
and a loss column.
Don't are not affected by the Montrezl Harrell returning back on campus. It doesn't extend all the way to what do you call it? The Power Wash City.
Yeah.
Who's in the car? Montrezl. He gets out, takes pictures with us, tying my boy's gloves. And I mean, it just made my day. I actually told Montrezl I loved him.
Whoa.
I love that.
Whoa.
Hell, that's awesome. That's a good father son moment.
Heels up, guns down. Heels up, guns down.
The big blue wall today was made out of paper mache. The defensive line got their butts whooped by Chattanooga. Look, you got manhandled by a team that can't even afford to put names on their back of their uniforms because that means you got to replace them every year.
Chris Rodriguez looked like he didn't even want to play today. I mean, he looked as uninterested. Yeah. Maybe he was pissed because he got benched in the first series because of his fumble problems last week. I don't know what the story behind that is, but once he got in, he looked terrible.
the way it did last week with Missouri?
I said last week that we wouldn't learn anything.
Okay, I can't hear Jason Nintz at all. Oh, I can't hear Jason. I don't know if the mic's bad. I can't hear Jason. Let's try this again. All right, now talk. Okay. Now try.
I said last week that
I still can't hear you. I still can't hear you. All right, while we get that figured out.
We need to come get under the table.
Yeah, while we get that figured out, let's go ahead and take our first call. Who do we have on the line?
Somebody said they didn't cover Big Rig Moral Victory Saturdays, so they didn't come close to covering.
Oh, no.
And it's somebody who took UK minus the 32.5.
And this is not a moral victory.
But you know who did cover? Cincinnati. Pay me.
But you lost the under.
I lost the under. But
yeah, don't sit here and start bragging about your bets where you just lost one and you lost another one.
Hence losing those bets, man.
Yep.
It kills me. Keep them coming. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic Mixtape. Let's go.
Mr. Will Levis and QB1, he needs to stop eating bananas and start learning how to take care of the football.
Whoa.
So we played straight like Dookie Water, dude. This was a systems failure across the board. These fools was reading their own press clippings, hearing all the pundits all week on the radio, this and that. Look, Levis, I don't care how you eat a banana, bruh. You can't be doing that every game. He's averaging 2-3 turnovers a game, man.
Yeah.
How you gonna win like that?
Sooner or later, Steve and Marcus are going to stop having so much fun with their team and are going to recognize that you almost lost to an FCS team.
Oh, boy.
We told you the teams you're playing don't have a pulse. We tried to warn you.
Boy.
You almost lost.
These teams are terrible.
Talking about our Eastern Kentucky score. What the hell was that? I saw a Kentucky fan say, well, Chattanooga was ranked 22nd in the FCS poll.
We even got Eric Crawford out here throwing smoke.
Bodying fools, man.
Oh,
I hope
man.
They get busted tomorrow. Now I'm picking
wow.
Florida State.
Wow. Now you,
I hope
that
they get
right there,
busted
that
tomorrow.
That sound right there
yeah,
flipped everything.
I hope they get busted tomorrow. That UCF
there it is,
win
Jack,
like they're big badasses
at 541.
Now. Get work.
McKenzie
Milk going to give them work.
Oh, look at you.
I need to pull it out. Matter of fact, I want to pull it out.
They failed every one of these points, Jason. I want to see less turnovers. Failed. Less penalties. Failed. Pressure on the quarterback. Not one sack. Someone other than Chris Rodriguez. Nobody. They couldn't get anybody to run the
damn
ball.
He didn't even start.
Yeah. More in the passing attack. No. These are the things that I was looking for in this game. Better on turnovers. Eh. Better on penalties. Eh. Pressuring the quarterback. Eh. Someone other than C-Rod. Eh. More in the passing attack. Eh. Bo Allen.
James, I agree. They need to study that tape because they're going to be seeing a lot more of it. I see us losing to South Carolina, losing to Florida, losing to LSU, losing to Georgia. We might not win until November. How is this team going to turn this around?
I agree. I think I agree with the guy.
No.
If you lose, Jack, if they lose on Saturday,
it's done.
They're not going to win. They're not going to win for a month, yeah. And it's just going to be you taking bullets.
Yeah, it is.
And there's nothing that anyone's going to be able – you're just going to be stripped naked.
I am.
You're just going to be stripped naked
like
and just standing there.
Yeah.
Save that for the mixtape. Jack, what are we doing? We got – there we go.
There it is. I am.
Sets up the screen pass to Ford. Ford trying to get to the edge. Can't do it. Sworn under by a sea of blue.
Oh!
How about that?
We never played that. I forgot you cut that.
A sea of blue.
That was Kentucky and Chattanooga, right?
Or, it was.
Yeah. Play that again. That's the play-by-play on ESPN. A sea of blue.
Sets up the screen pass to Ford. Ford trying to get to the edge. Can't do it. Sworn under by a sea of blue.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
I believe this texter is talking to you.
Uh-oh. What'd I do?
I'm curious.
We'll see. Deny it.
Such a blanking embarrassment display of idiocy prevailing in Kentucky with persons having to wear masks, consistently pulling them, fiddling with them, so distracting. I curse my home state and thank the Lord above. I live in free Florida. And yesterday, fellow national calls into radio.
Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 DeVille.
Where's a mask in Kentucky?
Yeah, nobody.
A mask anywhere.
Yeah.
Keep them coming.
Never
I am. I'm sorry. Oh, that's a nice burp.
I really apologize. I would normally I'd turn away. It just popped up. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Texas says, normally I turn away, but it just popped up. It sounds like Hightower Men's Clinic is working well for Strebel.
But I don't. It was a burp. It wasn't. It wasn't anything like that.
You're done.
We're 2-0 at the Alley since the Alley opened. It's important to note that.
I didn't know they had a fan experience.
What is the Alley, Mark?
The Alley is, it's a fan experience right across the gate.
Does it cost anything to get in?
It costs zero to get in. Huh. They have food trucks, beer, half-priced cocktails.
They have bands?
They have live music, porta-pots, clean bathrooms.
Do they have like a game I could play, maybe where I throw a bag?
They have cornhole. They have ping pong, giant Jenga, all sorts of great time. Tailgate, if you don't want to have your tailgate. Before I go to Tallahassee, I'm stepping foot into the Alley. I'm going to breathe the air.
Stop.
I'm going to.
Are
I'm gonna,
you really?
My feet are going to touch
so
the ground.
Weird.
And then I'm going to drive to Tallahassee.
You're really doing that?
Absolutely. Wait. We're 2-0 since the Alley.
So
opened.
I'm trying to forget. So you're leave? Are you leaving Friday night for Tallahassee?
We're going to leave early Friday morning.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I have a caveat. I'm. No, there's no caveat. Hey, who are you, Blankenbaker? Oh, Louisville's going to beat Kentucky. You want to bet? How many points you give me?
Give me the Bengalis.
All right, I'll take Pittsburgh.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
I want to spoon.
You know, wiping down the packages.
They can make plays with balls in their hands.
But, I mean, I'll head down there for that. That'll be kind of a fun win, and probably try to get back for the drive, you know, from the big Duke game that we're going to have down there.
Who was it, Tom Landry, that said when you score a touchdown, act like you've been there before?
Yeah.
Lamar must not have heard that saying. Didn't he do a cartwheel into the end zone?
Yeah.
But that's hardly acting like you've been there before.
We grew up in very different eras, Dan.
I need more.
I'm going to go back. Let me tell you, back in Jim Brown's day, back in the way that football was played, if somebody did a somersault into the end zone, the next time he got tackled, he's getting up with something broken. I guarantee you. I don't know if it'd be a finger or a nose or something.
What would Sam Huff do to
that? A guy shows you up like that, he's coming out of there with something broken.
My hottest take, Jim Brown's overrated.
Oh, did you hear that?
See, that just
your response.
That just proves they're idiots.
Yeah.
Jim Brown is overrated. Oh. Jim Brown is the greatest running back in the history of the NFL. They never looked. They never got around to looking up Sam Huff. Sam Huff's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
And it's Huff.
H-U-F-F. Yeah, and not Hoffman. And if they don't know that, then they shouldn't be on the radio.
Now, I just peeked through the window past process. Sweeney walked by twice. He's getting roasted, but he's walking by to see how the
flies. Well, tell him to come in here. Tell him to come in here and stand up for himself. Sam Huff
for real?
Sam Huffman.
Sure.
Hell yeah.
Get him in here. Get him in. We're going to put him on the line and test his knowledge of professional football.
Is this a Jim Brown take? Is that what it is? I figured you would like that.
Sam Huffman?
Yeah, it's Jim.
I thought you said Sam Huffman. I didn't know who that was.
Are you the moron that said Jim Brown was overrated?
Jim Brown's overrated, you know? There it is. There it is. There it is.
You just prove you don't know what you're talking about.
Look at Boss hiding right now. He's hiding.
When you come up with a statement like that, Jim Brown's the greatest running back. Maybe Walter Payton.
Jim Brown.
Nobody else.
Gale Sayers is behind him. Gale Sayers is pretty good.
Jim Brown would be Benny Snell now. Oh, you like that?
Do you
like that process?
You don't have a problem with a professional football player doing a cartwheel into the end zone.
Oh, I love it. Give me as much of it as humanly possible.
You're a man.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
My Jim Brown one has been my most hot take because I get, you know, people are big Browns fans, they go, wait, Jim Brown, he only played 8 seasons. I mean, what, you know, come on.
He ran the ball all the time.
I know.
And he never got hurt.
Who's better, Derrick Henry or Jim Brown?
Oh, Jim Brown.
Get out of here.
I'm out.
If you ask Derrick Henry who was better, he'd tell you Jim Brown.
Brad's laugh.
Sherry just sent me a text, says, calm down.
Sherry's listening. That's what I'm talking about.
Sherry just sent me a text, says, calm down. Texter says, I don't know if Pratt gets text, but you can't jump on Lamar without getting on every guy that celebrates every tackle or first down. Well, Dan did.
I mean,
I didn't disagree.
I'm not singling. I mean, we were singling out that because that was the one that we were talking about. And run into the end zone. Somebody makes an interception, and they all run to the end zone and kneel down. Stop it. We want to watch football. We don't want to watch you making a fool out of yourself on the football field.
There's nothing worse than the cartwheel.
Did you read that he hurt himself
doing the cartwheel?
Yeah, I know.
I didn't
hurt
read
his,
that.
Hurt his hip. Hurt his hip doing the because he didn't exactly stick the landing and hurt his hip. Now it's not going to keep him from playing this week, but yeah. Never mind. I said enough. If I want to see clowns, I'll go to the circus.
Texas says, these guys are idiots, by Dan Issel.
Oh, man.
L. Ellis has a look in his eye, man.
Oh, there it is.
Rummage.
Greer said he's not starting.
What a crusher, man.
Where do we stand today, Steve? Geez, 11-1? 10-2?
Clemson did struggle.
I think we can get Clemson. The problem is...
He's joking.
I don't think we have an elite guy at quarterback that's putting the ball where it needs to be all the time.
Whoa!
What did you listen to on the way over?
Well, I heard there was a basketball update on the current team.
Okay.
On KSR Hour 2 yesterday.
But you don't care about the current team.
I do. That's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear an update.
KSR Hour number 2. You're unbelievable.
The first 15 minutes, you're they said there was a basketball
you're
just update.
Unbelievable.
So I was like, I wanted to hear about these guys.
2023. I wouldn't even, get jazzed up about a 2022 guy yet.
And I ain't going to back down from it. I freaking love Shaedon Sharpe.
Where you at, Shire? Where you at? Where you at? Why didn't you get him? Why didn't the god of recruiting basketball get the next Zion Williamson?
I didn't.
Why didn't Shire get him? Where you, Derek Lively? You can have him. You can have him. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Take him. We'll dunk on him. Shaedon Sharpe.
That's
we'll
where
dunk
you win.
Thank
that's
you, Jeff.
Really where
thank
you, win.
You, Jeff Goodman.
Oh,
thank you
Lord.
Very much. Yes. The new Zion Williamson didn't go to Duke and your boy, Shire, please. Either they got Shaedon Sharpe, Derek Lively. Help. Can you please recruit? Commit to me, please, please, man. K. Write him a love letter, K. Write him a love letter. They got Shaedon Sharpe. We gotta stop the momentum. Derek Lively, here's a bag. Here's another bag. And another bag. And another bag. Thank you, Jeff Goodman.
Thank you, Jeff Goodman.
Thank you, Jeff Goodman.
Thank you, Jeff Goodman.
I like
you're
them
part
now.
Of BBN that bothers him.
Okay? I don't bother him.
Yeah.
I never tweeted Jeff Goodman.
Oh, man.
Oh. Jackie, you're gonna love this. Jack, one... Two, three, four, four different tweets of Strebel battling Jeff Goodman. These are just ones that were a simple search. You understand that? Just a simple, like if you go deeper, what would you might find? Goodman retweets a Seth Davis article about companies, sneaker companies being boosters and all of that.
Yeah.
Goodman says then World Wide West is in trouble. And you say your guy Bill Self is in more trouble, Goodman.
It's true. He is in more trouble than World Wide West. World Wide West is doing fine. He's in New York.
You're part of BBN that bothers him.
Okay? I don't bother him.
Yeah.
I never tweeted Jeff Goodman.
This one was from February 27th of this year. Goodman says there's a heck. That's a heck of a win for Kansas, even though Baylor was less than a week removed from a three-week pause. The Jayhawks have now won six of their last seven and remain Final Four contenders as long as Bill Self is the coach. Strebel answers. Answered. Next pitcher at Hooters on Bill.
it's just substantial. I like it.
At this very moment, Duke has the number one recruiting class in 2022 secured. And secured. At this very moment, Duke also has the number one recruiting class in 2023.
How? A year,
look at
a year
that.
In advance.
A look
year
at advance. That.
Again, leaving out Kaysa Wallace, leaving out the possibility of a dim bone. I mean,
it doesn't matter.
That's fine.
Doesn't matter.
I want to hear Gary
it's
Parrish
done.
And
it's
all these
done.
Bums.
It's done.
When Cal blocks up more
bums.
Guys, I want to hear him coming backpedal. What's that podcast?
Because it happens.
Can we play that podcast on here?
We'll play a podcast.
If he gets the number one class, which I think he will, let's see. I want to hear that. I want to hear these guys talk about that then.
Secured.
Man. It's not secured.
Secured.
The secured portion is what kills
secured.
Me. Because there's no other guys
secured.
Out there. There's
secured.
No other guys
secured.
Out there. No one else is going to get another guy. Cal's not going to get. He's Cal's not going to get two, maybe three more guys.
Secured.
It's secured.
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 It's not secured.
You got to understand too. And I heard him driving down here. Strebel was going absolutely. He was being a fan, and he is.
Yes, he was.
John Shire was a great coach. Or he wouldn't be the head coach at Duke.
Oh.
He is Duke.
Oh.
He played at Duke. He's coached at Duke. That's been his life. You know, Coach K is there's when you say Duke, you say Coach Krzyzewski. That baton's been passed. And he's recruited, if I'm not mistaken, three top 10, top 15 recruits.
But I think it's interesting that Shire's been able to go out and recruit these guys, these top guys, with the idea that Coach K won't be there any longer.
And sorry, Dan, it's sorry. Anybody else? I want or Scotty D. I don't want to hear
Scotty
about
D.
how great of a basketball
wait,
coach he is.
That, Scotty
yeah,
D.
I don't want to hear about it.
Wait.
Let's see it at Duke level. Let's see how good he
okay.
is. We're all heaping praise on this guy. We crushed Hubert Davis. We crushed him. But John Shire's the god. John Shire's the god. Why? Because he's following up Coach K, who everyone has to go, oh, Coach K, we love you.
What?
Oh, Coach K.
Coach K handpicked him, man.
Oh, big
he's
deal.
He's the next K.
Big what? He's
what
vanilla wafer.
Texas says, I just want Shire to win the title in the first year now.
If he did it, I don't know what I'd do.
You'd have to quit radio. If
I would have to quit. I would have to quit.
You
have to
eat cat food.
I had to eat cat food. Yeah.
You put it on. You put it down.
Sure, I'll put it on. I'll put it on.
There we go.
John Shire.
In 2 years. Wow, in 2 years.
John Shire's
yeah.
first year as head
His
coach.
First year.
If he wins the title, I'll eat cat food. There you go. Cat food's back.
When I see that hashtag the brotherhood, that's what I want to throw up.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yes.
Rick.
Yes,
there
Rick.
We
yes.
go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, Rick.
Holy cow.
Yes,
I didn't expect this. You
yes.
and Strebel agree then.
Yes,
look
Rick.
At you. You're a tank right now.
I am.
You're crushing that tall boy
yeah,
right now.
That's what I do.
Tastes like water, doesn't it?
It does. Coors Light tastes like water. Just down them like Tyler Mountain water. I don't know.
No, it
yeah, you know, that's what. Now, that's just, yeah. Look up the. He's going to be a.
Wow. You agree with
I agree with the first part, but this he's not a basketball junkie.
He's not a basketball
he's
junkie.
He's not doing this.
He's not
just
staying
a
up.
CEO.
He's not staying up late. He's not staying up watching.
Is he in the bedroom with
back.
John Calipari? Is Rob Doster in the bedroom, John Calipari, watching film or not watching film? That's
I cannot,
the question. How do you
I,
know,
I don't
how
think so,
know
but
he's
I,
staying up or not?
I don't know.
He doesn't know. He's on there just blowing smoke.
That FSU team's good. It's a good freaking
team.
Their
roster's good.
Yeah, that's a good team.
I believe he's indulging in a game right now. He can go for a good half hour at a time. Squeeze balls.
Call now to schedule your free consultation. Oh, you got to be really?
Whoa.
All right, go, Simon, go.
It's an average 17 a game. Again, skewed because of the Ole Miss game, I'm sure. And
you know, I'm not paying any attention to these numbers, but I am impressed that you did all of this homework.
The FSU is number 13. They have scored 96 points. They've averaged.
So your point is both schools are closer to the bottom than they are to the top.
Don't forget
Good weekend, guys.
Have a good weekend.
Before marijuana became the dominant crop.
And I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a pot smoker, but I'm pro that too. Like whatever we can do to.
I don't think I want you to smoke pot ever. No. I don't like.
But maybe it would help you out. Maybe you can get you out of this bad stinking mood.
Blanking reefer.
I let the little chickadees pee on me, and I didn't stop him from holding up the chick with the bikini, you know, to the first base.
Good job, Bobby. Hey, Bobby, you didn't like the way I read it?
I like the way you read it, but, I mean, hey, primary sources, right?
Three. Is that right, Bobby?
That is correct.
I love it. I love
Texas says, 40'd rather sniff Poon's jock than America prosper.
There'll be a little Scott Satterfield. Scott Satterfield.
You do that on purpose?
Tonight. No, I didn't. No back hose, no front hose, no side hose, nothing.
I want to ask Shane Beaver if he was nervous when.
You call him Beaver?
Beamer. No, I want to ask.
Are you sure you didn't call him Beaver?
No, I want to ask
if
he's nervous when Scott Satterfield was also interviewing for the South Carolina job. I want to ask Shane Beaver.
Oh, man.
I love my Bengals.
I do not want Arch Manning at Clemson. We need to get. I don't know if we're going to be in the Arch Manning sweepstakes ever. That type of quarterback, but
no,
it was
no.
fun when we were in the Teddy Bridgewater stakes. We're in the Brian Brohm stakes.
The Chubba Purdy stakes.
I still think he might defect.
He doesn't know what the alley is. He doesn't give a damn about the alley.
All right, Jack, where are we at, buddy? What are we looking at? 601.
Yeah, there's a Treble Crushing L. Ellis, which we can toss till next week, and then the last sound of the week.
All right, well, let's go. Last sound of the week, final one, and we'll get you into your weekend. Have a good weekend. Reminder, all the pre- and post-game coverage, all the play-by-play we got coming up this weekend. Jack, last one. Good job. We'll see you guys next week.
What I'm going to be working on is my cartwheel into the end zone. That's what I'd like to show.
into the shop.
That's what I'd like to show people.
By the way, did you see the early reports yesterday that have been now defunct said that Lamar Jackson did not practice because he had a hip injury because of said?
Yeah. Okay. We said that earlier.
You've been sleeping?
You went to look at for the cups for us, I think.
Okay.
That,
yeah.
We said that he hurt his – he didn't stick the landing.
Yeah. I wanted was that to be true for you, because I knew you would have taken your victory lap, and it would have been great.
beautiful. All right, let's talk some college football.
I wonder if he's ever gotten out of a little Volkswagen with 20 other clowns.
Who, Lamar Jackson? Jesus Christ.
Pack the Volkswagen, man. Pack the Volkswagen. All right.